بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا أنعمنا على الإنسان أعرض ونأى بجانبه وإذا مسه الشر فذو دعاء عريض صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, in a lengthy hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very famous hadith in which his sahabi Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhumah was a young boy at the time, had accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that journey on the same camel, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him brilliant advices, most beautiful advices, and some of these advices we have discussed previously. It is reported by Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayh that amongst these advices, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, ta'arraf ilallahi fi shidda, ta'arraf ilallahi fi raha, ta'arraf ilallahi fi raha, ya'rifka fi shidda. تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في شدة. Meaning that turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, endear yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of prosperity, when things are going well with you, conditions are favorable, you've got mashallah plenty of dunya, you've got no problems, you've got no calamities, adversities, you've got good health, you're enjoying nice family, you've got a prosperous business, everything is running so smoothly for you, so well. At that time especially, ta'arraf ilallah, build your contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much so that you must become khas in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You develop a very close bond with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows every single makhluk of His. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He created us. So Allah knows every person. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging us to become that outstanding figure in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That servant who is going to endear himself to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah is going to love him. So that يَعْرِفْكَ فِي شِدَّةٍ, when you have endeared yourself to Allah, you turned yourself to Allah in times of prosperity and abundance, then when you are faced with difficulty, Allah will assist you. Allah will help you. What a beautiful golden advice, which all of us require. Every one of us goes through some type of difficulty in his life. How often we see, I've got this problem, that problem. If it is not a physical problem, it's some material problem. Things are not going well in the business. Person has a domestic problem with the wife, with the children. He's got a problem with his friends, with his neighbors. Sometimes it's a court case, and the person is going through great, great difficulties, adversities, calamities, bala, musibat. But because he remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very closely, whilst he had prosperity and happiness, then Allah never lets him down in his time of difficulty. And ulama say that we should be doing good actions, of course, all the time. But there are certain good actions we should do, which they have termed as khabi'ah, hidden. In other words, do it solely for the pleasure of Allah. Every single action we should be doing solely for the pleasure of Allah with ikhlas, and we discussed this aspect in detail previously. But there must be some actions that nobody even knows about it, nobody has seen you. We've come for salat, people are observing us, we are reading salat. But there must be some action that you do in total darkness, as to say, in complete seclusion, when nobody knows of that action that you are doing, And you have done it solely for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So that when you are faced with a difficulty, then because of that particular action which you did solely for the pleasure of Allah, it was hidden. Then Allah will help you now in the time of your difficulty and adversity. When a person generally has things going well for him, business is going mashallah, he's happy at home, enjoying. What happens then? He tends to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Allah ta'ala says in various verses in the Holy Quran, approximately 4 to 5 verses, where the same theme is being explained by Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this verse, وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ, Allah says, when we bestow our favors upon man, give him good health, we give him wealth, we give him everything, then he turns away, أَعْرَضَ. Now he's not so mindful about his ibadat, zikrullah, tilawat of the Quran. He forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he's preoccupied with dunya, with his friends. So we should not be such people who forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we have plentiful. But the moment calamity strikes, Allah says, وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرْ, some bala came upon him, some illness, some financial difficulty, loss of property, loss of wealth. Now, فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيضٍ, Allah says, now he begins to make long, long, long du'as. In other words, when we need Allah, we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, we should be going to Allah ta'ala in times of need. But when Allah has given us plentiful, then we turn our backs, ma'ad Allah. We turn away from Allah Rabbul Izzat, as though we did not need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is showing ingratitude to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts the scene of people who are traveling by ship. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ, and whilst they are traveling in the sea, in the deep sea, suddenly there is a storm. The storm and the waves are lashing out, and the ship is about to sink. At that time, دَعَوُوا اللَّهِ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ, even the disbeliever now calls out, Allah, Allah. But Allah says, the moment I rescue them, I save them, and they come back to land, to the shore, now they begin to associate partners with me. Now they forget me. Now they turn away from me. So this should not be our attitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَعَرَّفْ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الرَّحَىٰ يَعْرِفْكَ فِي الشِّدَّةِ. We need Allah Ta'ala all the time. So Rasulullah is giving us a beautiful piece of advice. Endear yourself to Allah Rabbul Izzah. Turn to Allah in times of happiness and enjoyment. Allah will remember you, and Allah will assist you, and Allah will protect you in your time of difficulty and adversity. Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam, we're not going to go into the detail. We know the incident, how he was swallowed by the whale. فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتِ, imagine going into the belly of a huge whale. This is no fairy tale. Quran talks about it. And in complete darkness. One is the darkness of the belly of the whale. Then the darkness of the deep sea. Then the darkness of the night. Darkness upon darkness upon darkness. Something that you and I cannot even imagine and fathom. What does he do in the belly of the fish? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. He is turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the 23rd juz in Surah As-Safat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained, Allah says, فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يُومِ يُبْعَثُونَ. That had Yunus alayhi salam not have been amongst those people who were always taking the name of Allah, he was from the musabbihin. He was amongst those who would make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala perpetually. The ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. He was a Nabi of Allah. No ordinary Nabi of Allah. Of course, every Nabi is great. But amongst the very special Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, Allah says that because of that amal of his, in times of, in other words, when he had everything going well for him, now when he is in difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to his rescue, the angels hear this voice. And they say, Sautun Ma'ruf. It's a very familiar voice, because they would hear this voice taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh my Allah, who is it? Allah says, this is Yunus. Oh Allah, they begin to intercede on his behalf. Ya Allah, you save him from the belly of the fish, from the darkness of the sea in the night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the dua of the angels and the dua and the supplication of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah saves him. And Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This is how we save the believers. So because Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam continuously, always had that very close bond with Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to his rescue in times of difficulty. And the contrary, we find a person, the tyrant like Fir'aun, disbelieved in Allah Rabbul Izzah, rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showed haughtiness, arrogance, pride. When he is drowning, at that time he takes the name of Allah. Now he tries to bring iman. Amantu bi Rabbi Harun wa Musa. I'm bringing iman in the Rabb of Harun and Musa. Now it is too late. When everything was going well for him, he rejected Allah. He disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will not rescue him now. Allah drowns Fir'aun. There is an incident, comes in Bukhari Sharif, many ahadith kitabs. Famous incident of three people traveling one day, one night. And it was nightfall. They decided to take refuge in a cave. But as they went into the cave, a huge rock, suddenly it slips from the mountain top and it comes right at the entrance of the cave and it closes the entrance and it traps them inside. They're in the cave and now the entrance is completely closed, it is shut. What do they do? There's no way of them coming out and saving their lives. So they think to themselves, and then somebody says, let us ponder and reflect that perhaps we did one deed in our lives solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one good deed that Allah was pleased with, and we would supplicate to Allah that, oh Allah, because of that good deed I did, oh Allah, you remove us from this cave, or remove the rock from this entrance so we can come out. And in the hadith it is mentioned, the first person, he says, oh my Allah, I had two elderly parents, Shaykhani Kabiran, very, very old. It was my habit, oh my Allah, that every single day when I would return home in the evening after taking the sheep and the animals for grazing, I would milk the goats, and I would take this milk and put it in this bowl and stand before my parents and feed them first, before my family, before my wife, before my children, before my servants. He knew the value and importance of obedience to parents. He had the respect for his parents and the love and care. He loved his wife, he loved his children, but parents came first. It so happened one day, as he went deep into the forest seeking a suitable tree to cut, to chop for the wood, to bring back home, he couldn't find a very suitable one, so he went more and more deeper into the forest. And because of this, he delayed in coming home. So when he came home back in the evening, he came later than usual. By that time, his parents had already gone off to sleep. But it was his practice. He takes out the milk, puts it into this container. He still goes to his mother and father. They are fast asleep. He does not want to awaken them. He does not want to disturb their sleep. At the same time, his children are pulling at him and crying and they want the milk. He refuses. And he waits the entire night, right till Fajr comes. When dawn breaks, at that moment, then the parents open their eyes and the first thing he gives them is the milk, his mother and father, and they drink that milk that they were drinking every night. Oh my Allah, if I did it solely for your pleasure, oh Allah, remove this rock, and Allah Ta'ala makes that rock move slightly. But still, it is not enough for them to come out and come out of the cave. They are still trapped. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had accepted this good deed of this person which he did in times of prosperity. Now when he's in difficulty, Allah is coming to his rescue. The second person says, oh my Allah, I had a female cousin, absolutely beautiful, and I loved her like how any person, or even more than a man loves a woman. I was so fond of her, and I tried to seduce her and entice her to satisfy my desires. One day she refused. It so happened now, it was drought, she became in severe difficulty, she required money, she was poor, she was in need. I was her rich cousin. Now she comes to my door, begging for some assistance. So I find this opportune moment now. I say, I will give you 120 dinars on one condition: you satisfy my desires and you make zina with me. She's reluctant, but she's desperate. So she agrees. He gives her this 120 dinars. And the hadith explains that as they are about to commit zina, at that moment she tells him, Ya Abdullah, ittaqillah. Oh servant of Allah, fear Allah. Do not make me lose my virginity in a haram way. You're going to displease Allah at this moment? He says, I went back. I refrained from committing zina. I still gave her that 120 dinars. I set her off. Oh my Allah, if I did this solely for your pleasure, then Ya Allah, you remove us from the difficulty we are facing, from faced with. And Allah Ta'ala moves the rock more than the, now, or moves it more. But still they are unable to come out. Again, ulama have explained that because of that action he did, in times of his prosperity, now in his difficulty, Allah Ta'ala is coming to the rescue. And the third person said, oh my Allah, I had workers, and when it came for payment time for the wages and salary, I gave them the salary. Besides, one person, he came, he was not too happy, and he refused to take his salary. He leaves his salary behind and he goes away. So he said, oh my Allah, I took this whatever money he had, and then I invested it for him. And this man was unaware of what I was doing. And through the money, the little salary that he had, small amount, oh Allah, invested it again for him. To a certain extent that after a time passed, through this little salary that he had, his own, his boss now invests it. It becomes so much that he gains camels, or he gains cows, cattle, he gets crops, and so much of things he gets. And after some time this person comes, he says, I want my salary. So he says, all this is yours. He says, are you making a mockery out of me? Atastahzi'ubi? Are you joking with me? He says, I'm not joking with you. I invested the salary you left behind. All this is yours. So this man then takes every single thing and he goes away. Oh my Allah, if I did it only for your pleasure. Oh Allah, you remove us from the difficulty. The rock moved more and now it was completely open and they were able to emerge from the cave. So this good deed each one did in his time of prosperity, solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala then came to the assistance. It mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man sarrahu أَيَّسْتَجِيبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ فِي الشِّدَّةِ وَالْكَرْبِ. Whomsoever it pleases him, or he wants that Allah must answer him and answer his dua when he is in difficulty, when he is faced with trials and tribulations and calamities and pain and suffering, then فَلْيُكْسِرْ الدُّعَى فِي الرَّخَى. Then he should increase dua and supplication and turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat when he is in time of prosperity. Another hadith says, when a man is making dua in times of happiness, in sarra, sarra is the Arabic word for prosperity, the angels know this voice, and this voice becomes familiar to the angels, to the malaika. So when the man is in difficulty, the angels say, Sotun Ma'ruf, it's a very familiar sound, voice, we know the man, he is crying now, oh Allah. Or the angels then tell the other angel, فَشَفِّعُوا لَهُ, intercede on his behalf. And the angels make dua to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah answers the dua of the angels. And at this, the time when this man is in problem now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes him from the difficulty. So what is the golden piece of advice? When we want Allah Rabbul Izzah to assist us, whenever we are down, whenever we are suffering some depression, some hardship, some calamity, before that, in times of happiness, prosperity, when everything is going well for us, conditions are beautiful and favorable for us, we should never become negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make abundant dua, continue our dhikr, become an outstanding bandha of Allah, ta'ala, who becomes ma'roof in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Rasulullah SAW has mentioned, ta'arraf ilallah. In other words, acquaint yourself to Allah, endear yourself to Allah, become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of prosperity, so that Allah will see to you in your times of difficulty. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand, to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillah.